Yo, what's up? I'm back, everybody. Again with Janine for the second time. What up, Janine?
And guess who's back again.
Nah, we're not going to do that.
No, you're not going to hate on Shady. That's what you're not going to do.
Yeah. All right, Shady, he's back. Hey,
you need to
tell
start
a
over.
Friend.
Oh, you need to start over. I need that. Yo.
Nah, they're going to get that. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
Look, I guess I don't get the special intro.
Nah, you just fucked it up. I was going to do the intro after this and then put it before this. All right, forget it. Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy, Dakota Fanning, the Mustache Messiah, and I'm just over here annoying people with my voice and all my movies. And this is I Got Next.
Boom. Mustache Messiah might be the best nickname ever.
You think so?
No, that shit goes
like hard. That?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, see.
Mustache Messiah.
Okay. Now, see, people, when I start referring to myself in the third person like The Rock, you heard it here first. Janine said I can do it.
I give you full-blown permission. That's great.
Okay. Well, the Mustache Messiah approves. So, today, guys, special topic. We're going to talk about kids. This is a little different for me. No interview, no basketball, but cheering.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about kids.
So for all you guys out there, guys and gals, young parents, old parents, kids, man, it's a blessing and it's a struggle if you're not prepared.
Right, but I mean, whoever is 100% prepared to be parents, though?
No one, because there's not a handbook. Not a handbook at all. So me and Janine are very new parents, I would say. Jade is... Three?
She'll be three next month, December 12th.
Okay, cool. I knew it was something close. So Jade will be December 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out.
Mm-hmm.
December 18th.
Nice. Yeah, that's why, out. You know, that's why we vibing or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
shouts
dope.
Out to Jade. Okay, Julie just turned three. So we got some three-year-olds in our hands. And let me tell you, first of all, I think that these kids are so much more advanced than what I was at three. I don't really remember too much at three, but... I don't think I was able to, if we had phones, I don't think I was able to unlock a phone or find YouTube or find a video about a kid playing YouTube.
If I see Ryan one more time.
Yo, my boy Ryan, that's my guy though.
First of all, shout out to his parents because like, he has like a $1 million empire right now. He has toys at Walmart. Like they were really able to jump on this social media YouTubing wave and really like create a brand for him. So I think that's amazing.
Oh, Ryan's lit out here.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It's just, you know, he's going to be a little weird when like he turns 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, Ryan, what you doing now? We've got to get you into acting, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be just selling toys to little kids no more.
YouTube has really put a spin on the whole child star thing.
Man, what?
I think it started earlier.
The safest version of child stars. Because now your parents control it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're not, like, at Disney Studios and they're not forcing you to sing.
You have to sing a song and look happy,
and
damn
look
it.
Look happy.
Look happy to sing it.
They're putting peanut butter in their jaws to make them smile and shit.
Oh my goodness. Did you read that somewhere?
No, they used to do that to that show, Mr. Ed?
Yeah.
The horse? That's
okay,
how they used to make them
smile. I was about to say,
talk.
Lord,
yeah.
Is that like abuse on the Lord?
No, I'm talking. Okay. I'm just talking over here. Sorry, Disney. Y'all, I don't think y'all did that.
Right.
But
I don't know. Like, I think that, they're not being controlled by Disney, but that social awkwardness thing is going to be times 10 just for the social media generation period. So on top of that, you got famous off of YouTube. It's going to be just super awkward trying to have like those personal interactions again.
Yeah, you're right, especially from a young age. Mm-hmm. But you know, some of these kids are just so used to like the phone and being out there like that. I don't know, it might be a little different for them. They might be never mind. These kids are more fragile now. It gets more fragile every generation. I was going to say, their psyche might be better equipped, but...
Yeah, they're going to be triggered by the littlest things.
That wasn't even a term when we were growing up.
Literally, triggered has something to do with a gun, period.
That's
point blank.
It!
Period.
Or Trey Songz?
Yes.
That's it. That's the only triggers I know. Like,
you stupid.
That's it. I can't. What? Triggered. Oh my God, I'm triggered.
Yeah. But no, you're right. I think that they just are learning so fast. Like if I pull up my phone right now, every night I wake up, I have a slew of new pictures and videos Jade has taken while I'm asleep.
Crazy.
Like
right?
Where she's taking the phone, she's like walking down the steps. Like it's literally like a Rugrat episode. And you just hear her, PJ Masks, and she's like jumping off the bed, making sound effects. I'm like, who is this? this child. She comes alive in the nighttime. It's crazy.
Crazy how they do that. Like, they'll be tired at 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. but for some reason, when it hits midnight, they got energy like they just drank 10 cups of coffee or something like that.
Easy.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't know what it is with the technology in them, but they've, I guess, growing up with it, they've mm-hmm. just adapted so quickly. Like, I feel like Julie could do a Facebook Live. I don't even do Facebook Live. I've never even done a Facebook Live video, and I feel like she could do it right now.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll figure it out, bro. But these, they're moving so advanced, it's making me feel like I got to step my game up and get fired. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, okay, now I need to go back to reading mm-hmm. because you look like you might be smarter than me in elementary school. I can't have that.
I don't want to be that parent to be fussing at the kid and mad at her because I don't understand the question, but I don't want to admit the fact that I don't know. So I'm like, you should have been paying attention in class. Why you come home asking me? I want to be able to help. Like, I don't want to be that parent.
Or at least be able to be like, hey, look, let's learn together.
Yeah, why don't put this question here? Let's, like, Google it together, figure it out. But the sad part is that sometimes, like, you can Google and still not have an understanding.
Oh, nah, man. I got a PhD in Google.
Facts.
I ain't gonna lie. I grew up with this Google.
Let me set my green
light. I'm in there. No, don't worry. I'll give you some keywords, man. You just got to put in a bunch of keywords. That's mm-hmm. all. You'll be straight. But so, as a new parent, what's some of the... Well, you know what? Let's rewind here a little bit. That was me rewinding, guys.
My brain rewind with you. I'm right here with you. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. All right, bet. So, when you first found out you were becoming a parent...
Lord.
What was that feeling inside of you? Like, what did becoming a parent mean to you?
I mean, it was a roller coaster of emotions, to be honest, because I don't think it's a little different for me, because I, like, well, for us, because
yeah,
I'm a woman, yeah. like, I have to carry the baby.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a little different. I've always known that I wanted to be a mom. I knew that that's something that I wanted to happen, but at the time when I found out that it was about to really go down, I was not prepared at all. So I think we all know, like, the exact moment when the baby was conceived. Do you feel like you know the exact moment? Because I know I do.
I try to do the math.
Oh, no. I know.
I try to do the math. I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like it was just a random night. The boy wasn't on his game.
Pull-out game was weak.
Pull-out game super weak.
Wasn't even there. But, yeah.
What?
But I remember the exact moment. But anyway, that's another story. But at the time, I was like, me and Jude were just...
Hold on. Off the Henny?
Nah. No. I think maybe Jude... No. Honestly...
Oh, that was a high life night.
No, honestly, it was in the middle of that. That's why I didn't like when parents would be like, you know, we don't want you staying out late or spending the night over a boy's house because things happen at night. First of all, that particular act can go down at any point in time. For me, I know my exact moment was in the middle of the day for no reason.
Wild.
Yeah, just in the middle of the day.
You're wild.
You know, you're bored. Anyway. So at that time, like, we were just
bored as hell. Let's make a life.
Yeah, let's just make a whole nother human being. Like. But when I found out, me and Jude were at a very, like, fun space in our life. Like, we were just going out every weekend. We were partying. We had just came back from South Beach. I was, like, drinking every day. So I was really on this. I'm just enjoying my 20s.
Yeah,
you know, I'm finally at a place where I can actually go out and do things, etc. So when I found out that I was having a baby, I was like, well, so we're just going to put, like, a stop to this. I'm just going to have to stop cold turkey. What's going on?
Man.
Then on top of just me being selfish in that aspect, I didn't feel like, from a financial standpoint, we were really ready to have a baby. We didn't really have our life together mapped out other than we're just out having fun, etc. So I feel like me finding out that I was pregnant forced me to, like, okay, I have to boss up. I have to become an adult and figure out how we're going to move forward. But I'm thankful because I feel like it did force me to grow up and make some decisions that I don't know if I would have made had I not became a parent.
So you went the responsible route.
I had to. I didn't have a choice. And, you know, of course,
I'm
you go
you
through.
Think like that, though.
Yeah.
At least you know, like, in your head that you felt like you had to be responsible. Because there's a lot of people out here that don't feel like their life is over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not necessarily that your life is over when
right.
you have a child, but it's going to change drastically
mm-hmm.
for some years.
Yeah.
Well, really forever. But, I mean, you can't really, like... Going out and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
that has to stop for a while. Like,
I think the going out part wasn't necessarily hard for me because I've never been like a clubber. I've never been a person to do too much crazy stuff. Me going out was literally let's go get some food. We're going to get drunk, though, at the restaurant. But I wasn't, like, pulling all-nighters. Let's go get a couple of Long Islands for, like, $2. Like, it's lit. But
Long Islands are lit.
First of all, my first time, this is a tangent. My first time having a Long Island, first of all, I was underage at Applebee's. Shout out to the plug.
Yo, she's snitching on herself.
It is what it is.
The feds is coming for 6ix9ine and you.
I knew I saw a couple vans parked outside.
Right outside. Come get her, boys.
It's cool. Where do you have proof on video? But no, so I was underage at Applebee's. Didn't realize the Long Island had like a slew of different liquors in them. I thought it was just iced tea that had like a shot of rum in it or something. So I'm downing like Long Islands, like two of them. I had two big High Lifes.
Oh, this is good.
I got in the car, was like, what's happening to them? What's happening?
But Mr. Krabs meme.
I didn't know what was happening. But where was it? Okay, yeah, so me getting responsible in a sense of not having to go out anymore, that didn't matter. It was more so making the decision, do I keep the baby or do I not? Because I think
that's a real life choice
because we have that option.
Yeah.
You know?
And save the 1600s.
Yeah, you know, we have that option, but I had to really talk to myself. I had to pray about it. I had to conversation with Jude, and it was like, hey, even though we weren't planning this right now, even though we don't think that we're ready, we really don't have a choice.
I mean, you, like you said, you had your choice, but I mean, I guess
at from like the a end moral of it, standpoint,
I guess that choice was something that you felt you could make.
Yeah.
Well, and for everybody that just can't get context clues, we're talking about the big A.
Right.
The big abortion, guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? And for everybody out there, I don't want to shame anybody.
For sure. No, it's no shame.
It's definitely it's everybody's choice because some people really might not be in the right mind space. A lot of us aren't in the right space financially, but if you're not in the right mindset to take care of a child, like, you know, just don't do it.
Right.
Just have that abortion, you know what I'm saying? Save you and the child that would have been, you know, you don't want to have them living a terrible life. So,
right. You know, you have options. You have the abortion. You have actually going through full term and choosing adoption. Yeah, you know, there's so many choices out there. You just have to make the right choice for you. And for me, I knew we had to become parents. Like, it was time.
I'm not a woman, but I feel like that adoption thing would be like the toughest thing for me.
I was talking about, you know, that. I mean, the whole surrogacy thing. Yeah. Like even being a surrogate.
Yeah, you're,
you
being,
know,
a surrogate.
As a woman, you are creating a life inside of you, and it's like that bond happens immediately. Mm-hmm. At least it did for me. Like, I was 3 months, and I was like, oh, I have a baby inside of me. I, like, to feel the baby growing, to kind of go through those different changes of even, like, morning sickness. That whole experience is amazing, and I couldn't imagine going through all that, going through the pain of labor and actually delivering the child, and then
hand it over.
Yeah, like, it's hard. But shout out to everybody that can do it, because you are definitely a blessing to somebody else, or women that do choose to go through giving their baby up for adoption. That's very, very strong. Very strong of you, and very selfless, because if you feel like, you know, you giving your baby up for adoption is the best thing for them, then that's amazing.
Yeah, that's a real life decision. That's, like I said, I think that'd be real tough to make, because you can say what you want before that kid is born. You know, even while the child is being developed inside of you, but when that baby's born and you're holding it, it's a whole nother, like, I lied. Give it. I'm like, no adoption.
Right.
Keep it. You know what I mean? That's. I feel like it goes like that a lot of times.
If I was Kim Sayer, I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't care how much money you trying to give me. I'm about
taking
to
it.
On the run.
Taking
for real.
It.
On the run for
nah,
real.
Nah, you don't want that. That's got Kanye's crazy genes. You don't want that bad.
Lord, okay.
Got the crazy jeans in.
You're right. Maybe not Kim Sayer.
JK, just jokes out here, guys. Don't come for me. But yeah, man.
What was becoming a parent like? So how was your first reaction? You're like, okay, we're about to have a baby.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, dog! If there was a camera,
did you cry?
Like, no, I didn't cry, but I cried on the inside. Honestly, I really did. I'm not gonna lie. I really was. I was just like. I think because instantly I knew that my life wasn't over, but it was definitely going to be different. Like, yeah. I wasn't going to be able to do anything that I haven't done yet until way later.
Okay.
The way I operate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, my parents they sacrifice so much every second of my life. You know what I mean? Like, I remember years and years and years they wearing the same clothes. They don't have new clothes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me and my brother both played basketball from like ages 5 to all the way through high school.
No, sports are not cheap.
Sports are not cheap. Two boys.
That takes a sacrifice.
Basketball fees, the shoes, all kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Trips. Did you ever like break bones and ankles?
Luckily, I was I was very, very blessed to not break anything. I like messed my ankle up. I had to go to the hospital for a while. It was just, like, most they had to pay for was like crutches. I had no surgery, no cast, no.
Nice,
like
that. Okay.
But you know what I mean? No, me and my brother never broke no bones. Luckily, well, I don't think we broke any bones. I don't.
And if y'all did, your mom was like, "Go sit on the couch and drink some water."
I don't think I broke a bone. I still think my brother broke his toe, man. I think he did, but...
What she gonna do?
Yeah, what she gonna do? You gotta let it... Yeah, all right. Football players build it. Mm-hmm. But, no, man, I just knew that the sacrifice that my parents gave, I was gonna have to do that as well. You know what I mean? It's only right. I can't be... I can't let my parents... They try to give me the world, and then me turn around and just half-ass my job as a parent.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, I mean, I just knew once, you know, my girl was like, yeah, this is pretty much...
This is what's happening.
This is what's going on. Yeah, I haven't, you know what? On a side note, this is the craziest part. See, Star, she's like some sort of robot because she had no morning sickness. You know what I mean? Just like never threw up ever. Right. So we were confused. Like,
so did she get nauseous though?
I think she said she maybe, but not really. Like,
because that was me. Like, I was nauseous and like sucking on the ginger candies, but I never actually threw up.
I think she might have got nauseous a couple times, but. She really just was like,
God bless her soul.
Yo, she in regular life, she had her cast iron stomach, dog. Like, she's wild. But she didn't throw up, so, you know, she was late. But, you know, people are late all the time.
Oh, it must be my stress levels.
Me being over here wishful thinking, like, whatever.
Whatever. She spent the month.
It's fine. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then it kind of got, you know, a little dicey out here. I'm like, I was like, oh, man, yes, I'm a dad.
I think God was playing with me because he knows that I have a great sense of humor, because I had taken like two pregnancy tests. They both came out negative. And I took the like expensive ones, the ones that actually read pregnant, not pregnant. And it was like, no. So then I come back home. I was like, let me just go get a little cheap one. Like literally Dollar Tree pregnancy test.
Stupid. Go get that Dollar Tree one.
Pregnant. I'm like, first of all, what we need to stop doing is paying for all these super expensive
top
pregnancy
tests.
Go to Dollar Tree and grab a test real quick and figure out whether or not you're going to be a parent. But yeah, I didn't find out I was pregnant until like 3 months in.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, God, are you funny?
Oh, man. God is funny.
Yeah. I think he wanted me to enjoy my birthday in South Beach and then come back home and figure it out.
And be like,
yeah.
You know what?
Good
surprise.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah, you remember that time? Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the results.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I really think it was just tough for me just because I knew the sacrifices I was gonna have to make. You know what I mean? It just, a lot of people said, excuse me, that, oh no, you can still have a fun life and this and that. And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But not right. I really don't believe right away. Unless you planned. You know what I mean? We were over here irresponsible. We didn't I mean, I guess having sex unprotected, yes, you are planning to have a kid.
That was what my grandmother told me. She was like, well, if you were having sex, you kind of already knew.
Yeah,
like, I wasn't planning this right now. But
no, I mean, he's
they're right.
They're right.
You're not lying.
Yeah, but, you know, nah.
I wasn't planning on it,
yeah. But I was, I guess, planning on it. So,
grand scheme of things.
So it's like, you know, if you didn't probably, like, plan, have a, you and your significant other, like, okay, at this time we're gonna have a baby, we're gonna enjoy ourselves first, get our money up, get a house, get things in order, and then we're gonna have a kid. I feel like if you do that, it's not as bad. Like, you know, I mean, everybody has to deal with the newborn and the crying and just adjusting to another life. That's gonna take adjusting, but honestly, I feel like if you're financially stable, like,
it's easier,
it's
for sure.
It's much easier. Like, I mean, because so far, my child's only three, but it's the hardest part is just, you know,
Making a little dollar stretch.
Yeah, just to, I mean, and that's not even a hard, I can't even sit here and say I'm struggling with that because I have like the best support system in the world. Like my parents are making sure, like, you know what I mean? Like I don't even have to, nothing.
Yeah.
If I ever needed anything, my parents got me.
No problem, son. We got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Plus, you know what I mean? Me and Star are still a unit.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's all good. So
that's important too to be.
Yeah, no, it's really important. Yeah. But I mean, it's just. I think that's the only thing, and it's not even maybe this moment that I'm worried about, it's the future. You know, being financially stable and free in the future for her. Make sure she can go to college and all this other stuff. She don't got to owe the government or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But that's really the hardest thing. I feel like if you get all that, like if you're rich and you know, like, okay, my kids can be able to go to college.
Yeah.
They're not going to have to want anything financially. I feel like after that, you just got to love your kid and teach him right from wrong. And that's not hard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, you know, kids can be assholes, but, you know, I'm an asshole sometimes, so you gotta learn how to deal with it.
Yeah.
You gotta learn how to deal with that shit, bro.
But you're the asshole that's, like, enough of an asshole to where, like, oh, that would kind of hurt a little bit, but it's cool because I still love you.
That, I guess so. It's because we're friends.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like.
Yeah, but if I ain't know you, I'm like, what?
Yeah, now if you didn't know me, bro, you'd probably be like, yo, get this nigga out of here.
Trying to square up or...
No, for real. You probably wouldn't want to.
Trying to catch a spade or...
You probably wouldn't want to, but, I mean, once you get to know me, it's like... You know, nobody really likes assholes, but they like their own asshole. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. I only like you if you're my asshole.
You know what I mean? You're right. Like, I got to wipe and tend to you, so I'll deal with it.
Right. What I can appreciate you is acknowledging the sacrifice up front because I feel like, for me, I didn't start realizing just how much my... Like, I've always known my parents were awesome and amazing. But I think that they kind of raised us in a sense of, like, if we were struggling or if they were making sacrifices, we kind of really didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we just didn't know.
Yeah. Your parents, they hid it from you.
Right. But then as I'm getting older and I'm looking back at certain situations we went through or just realizing from me being a parent, what I have to put up with, I'm like, yo, my parents sacrificed so much. And
more
I just...
More than you ever knew.
Every day I just become more and more appreciative of them and I'm like understanding and then I'm feeling like I'm such an asshole because a lot of times growing up you catch attitudes with them or have some kind of resentment because like you feel like they didn't do enough or they didn't handle something right and now you're like, yo, you little spoiled piece
of something like that.
Like you little spoiled brat, like you better be appreciative of these amazing parents you have.
For real, man. Seriously. You know? Like if your parents gave you clothes, if they didn't physically abuse you, verbally abuse you, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're good parents, you know what I mean? Like, everybody has different situations financially and all that. Things happen all the time.
Yeah,
but if your parents loved you, they tried their best to provide for you, you had good parents, man,
right.
for real. So, I'm with you, dog, because there's a lot of times just I can think of growing up that I was just such a jerk. Like, just would, more so, probably to my mom than anything, like because my mom is, you know, the nice one. My mom is, funny enough, very similar to me. Like she's got a very quick tongue. Like she'll say some shit real quick to you, like, you know what I mean? But not to the average person, like to me, I'm her son.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so you gonna catch this.
Yeah, I'll catch it, like, and it's not gonna be filtered, it's not gonna be like, it's not trying to hurt your feelings, but it's like, yeah, it is what it is. And, you know, I felt like, but my mom's so nice and loving, and she's not, like, abrasive, I guess. Like, my dad's the abrasive one. Mm-hmm. She's not, you know, just coming at you like that unless you deserve it.
Right.
And I feel like sometimes I just was like, I could have talked to my mom better growing up. You know, you turn 13, 14, 15.
You think
as
you
a
know
guy,
everything.
You have this testosterone flowing and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you start to, like, start talking back, and then you start raising your voice. And, you know, mom, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. But, like, you know, you got to really, I don't know, perspective, I think, is a big thing. We didn't have the perspective back then.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Even though our parents, pretty sure, try to put things into perspective. Mm-hmm. But you can only put things into so much because we're not raising ourselves. We don't have no child. So, you know, you could tell us until we're blue into the face. But I think most people, I can't say most people. Me, I didn't really learn until it came down to it. Like, I had my child and I'm like... Oh,
this is what this means.
This is what this is.
This is what parenting.
This is what parenting.
And they're
is.
Only three. Like, imagine when we have to start really going through like fundamental growing pains.
Yo, like for real. Like when they really can talk back.
Mm-hmm.
When they can really like.
And my baby already has
that sass. My best too.
Like, if I don't want to do this, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? No.
Yeah. I'm not like, doing... you know, luckily, you know, I got the daddy thing going on right now, so She don't really, she pretty much listens to most things. Mm-hmm. Most things. I think, I don't know if it's the bass in the voice, mm-hmm. but she listens
it's
to most
always
things.
The bass.
It's probably the bass. Mm-hmm. But she listens to most things. She's pretty well behaved. But, right. you know, kids are kids. They're gonna not want to do shit. It's just how it goes sometimes.
What is the one thing you think Julie really, like, tries you on or tests, rather? Like, what do you struggle with when it comes to being her dad?
Let me see. What do I struggle with?
At least, like, where do I start? No, I was joking. You're a great dad. I'm joking.
I'm trying, dog. But I think the biggest thing right now would probably be just normal little kid shit. Just being mindful of things. Like, I right now, I'd be trying to tell her to, when she colors, to put all her, like, the cap back on the marker or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she just doesn't want to do it. Like, so this is trivial, but I mean, like, hey, man, like, I'm not trying to buy markers every day. Like, these markers dry out, bro.
And I don't want them to get on the carpet and the walls and stuff.
Man, look, I got the ones where you just
put the washable
water. Yeah, the washable ones. Yeah, because your boy already knows I got asshole DNA. So I feel like
she could be looking at you like,
yeah, looking at me like, Ryan on the wall. You want me to write the letter A, huh? This is what A looks like. Cause
that was me when I was a kid. I took a permanent marker. My dad was teaching me how to write the alphabet. So I took a permanent marker one day and I went around the house on all the furniture, put X's on it, like with permanent marker underneath the dining room chair, on the couch, on the
bunch
wall,
of treasure in the
on
house.
The belt. Yeah. And my mom waited until my dad got home from work. She was so, I couldn't believe she did this. So she waited until he got home. My dad, like, he was so loving. He was like, come here, baby. And he was holding my hand. He was like, look, did you do this? We went to every single X in. And how did you do this? Yes. And I was proud. Yes. Did you do this?
Yeah,
yes.
Did that.
Yes. Okay, you don't do that. And I got my ass whipped. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, whooped. Yep. So never again did I ever write on the furniture. So that just shows you whoopings do work for some people.
I was actually going to transition to that. Mm-hmm. We can get to that a little later. But the hardest thing is, you know, just keeping her, put your toys up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll tell her to put her toys up. She'll put two toys up and then go do whatever she got to do. And I'm like, she's like, oh, I'm done. And I'm like, no, what are all these toys on the floor? Right. You're not done. But, you know, it's just, I don't really have too much big problems.
I think for me is patience. And I didn't even, I knew that I was going to have an issue with patience. I don't have patience just with regular everyday stuff. Like, if I want something done, I want it done now. I don't have time to wait for you, which is actually bad because sometimes I'm so impatient and I'm so impulsive that I end up making the wrong decision. Like, I end up messing something up worse. But with Jade, you know, she's three and she's full of energy and she's figuring out this world and she's wanting to touch everything and she's wanting to learn.
Explore.
Yeah, she's wanting to explore and I have to catch myself from like getting angry or irritated because I have to repeat myself and I have to just calm it down. Like, okay.
You know what? That's true. That was a big problem for me earlier.
Like patience is and will continue to be a struggle for me. I know, but at least I'm acknowledging it and I'm trying to work on it.
Because that's first step. You gotta at least know you gotta have a problem to work on it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's a good one because it's not more so like, hey, sit down, shut up. You're annoying me by your talking. It's not really that. It's just like, I want you to be great right now.
Yeah.
I want you to be great right now. I'm like, oh, you're three. You know what I mean? And it's just like,
yeah, I think I'm coming into grips with like what a bad kid is. And I don't think Jade is bad at all, but I think people equate a bad kid to a kid that's like loud or that's constantly running around or that can't sit still.
Yeah, see, once you have your own kid,
that's a child.
you're just a kid.
Yeah, you're just a kid and you have all this energy. And I would be worried if you were just this complacent, like quiet kid just sitting in the corner
I
all
would
the
be
time.
Scared.
Like, are you going to grow up to be a serial killer? Is everything okay?
Yeah, are you killing squirrels in the backyard?
Right. Or are you burning ants with a magnifier?
What are you doing?
Yeah, so the fact that she's very like vocal and she sings and she's loud and she's jumping off stuff, it makes me feel
rambunctious.
Good. Rambunctious. That just means that I have to start like directing that energy towards something constructive.
That's it. It's really, you know what I've been learning? It's not like, especially these ages right now, it ain't even on them, it's on us. Like,
facts.
Ain't no bad kids. It's bad parents, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you like, okay, our kids are, well, Jade's almost three. Mm-hmm. Both our kids are
three. They're three, yeah.
So, if at this age, if both our kids are running around like cursing at people,
that's
or, like,
on us.
Punching kids, mm-hmm. or like going over, like let's say she go to your parents' house mm-hmm. or something and just start writing on all the walls. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she's a little kid, so she might write on the wall, you know, mm-hmm. occasionally. That's what kids do. Yeah. But, I mean, once you tell her no,
yeah.
and she keeps back, or you don't ever tell her nothing, that's mm-hmm. our fault. You
right.
know what I mean?
You don't set boundaries.
You don't set any boundaries. A lot of people, I say a lot of people, but just from what I've seen in my short time on this earth, a lot of people, man, are not giving their kids boundaries early.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand how tough that could be because you said when you wrote on the wall, you got your ass beat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I got whoopings. And when we say we got our ass beat, bro, our
like
parents
not in
are
an abusive
not
way.
Punching
yeah.
us in the face.
Yeah.
Not taking bats to us. This is good.
Jesus.
This is good 90s, you know, yeah. discipline. Good life.
This
you
is
know,
discipline that should continue to go on. Like, parents are soft. I can't tell anybody how to raise their kids. Let me not say that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, nah, but go ahead. Throw it out there.
I don't know. I just feel like parents are soft. And it's like, no, I just want them to be able to express themselves. No, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like communication between a parent and a kid is very important. I think that that's why me and my parents have the relationship we do, because we had a house where I'm the parent and ultimately what I say goes, but I still want you to feel like you have a space to tell me how you feel about things and let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's important. But at the end of the day, you can't just let your kid live how they want to, because they have to learn right from wrong at some point.
No, straight up.
Period. And sometimes if that takes a belt or a hand
open
tap.
Open hand, yeah.
You
open
know,
hand tap.
You know, whatever it takes, that has to be done. And parents aren't doing that. And then we wonder why we have these out of control adults who don't know.
Don't listen to nothing.
Who don't listen to nothing.
So, I mean, you can, nah, for real, because I feel like if you don't nip that in the bud early, like the first time something happens,
mm-hmm.
then it's just going to get worse and mm-hmm. worse. And like things don't just get corrected the first time. Like, you know, my parents didn't tell me things today, but I'm not a serial killer. Like, there's,
right.
you know what I mean? I'm not out here doing crazy stuff. It's right. just like, hey, bro, come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And it's even things my parents have been telling me since a little kid, and it's stuff that, like, they still once in a while, like, yo, come on, bro, you've been doing this since you were a kid. Like, what's the problem here?
It's just
yeah,
who I
mean,
am.
It's, I guess.
And that's an excuse too, like, oh, it's just who I am. No, you could probably do
you can,
better.
You can do
You're
better.
Just choosing not to.
And that's why our parents be mad at us.
Yeah.
They know.
You can
they,
do better.
They saw us come out. They yeah. know what we got. They know the potential. So it's like, nah, you do better. Like, what's wrong with you?
Do
stop.
Better.
Yeah, no, stop being stupid out here.
Yeah.
But no, man, people, I think you do need to discipline your kids. And I'm not saying everybody needs to spank their kids
mm-hmm.
because I don't believe that is gonna work for everybody.
That is the big thing about being a good parent, is really looking at your kid and figuring out what works for them, because spankings worked for me when I was younger, but as I got older, oh, you're gonna spank me, okay, it'll hurt for like 3 seconds, I'm gonna just go out and do what I gotta do anyway. But let you take away my cell phone, whole world was over. Let
what?
You I remember I was in like 7th grade and I kept wearing makeup to school, and I would come home before my dad got home, I would like wipe it all off. But one day homie came home early,
got you,
he saw me with makeup on, he was like, oh, okay. I couldn't go to my 7th grade dance. Devastated me. So, you know, you just have to learn what works for your kid as they grow older, because as like people are ever evolving, right? So
right.
what worked for your kid a couple years ago won't work now.
No, straight up.
You have to be a present,
parent.
Observant parent.
Yeah, you got to be a parent within the times.
Yeah.
And it's funny as you said about your dad coming home, you had to write makeup off. I don't even want to get into being grounded or or being disciplined, because for those who know me out there,
mm-hmm.
They know I can write a book on that.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, man, what? My parents are good with that shit, man. Like,
oh, you want to mess up, huh? Okay.
Dog, nah, I could write a book on being grounded. I could write like, nah, man, let's not even get into that. But you got to discipline your kids the best way for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe at an early age, you know what I'm saying, you got to give them some sort of, like, again, and this is an opinion, I believe in some sort of physical something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's the best
yeah.
way.
Not saying you have to get a
age.
Switch or nothing.
Yeah, you don't got to do that.
Extension cord.
No, you don't got to do that. But something, you know? I don't see anything wrong with it as long as you got to. But, again, it's all on the parent, because some people, they do things out of malicious intent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of, like, this is literally for you to understand, hey, this is wrong. Because, you know, kids, they can't communicate the best, so I can't tell you this. You're not going to understand.
Right.
You got to, I hate to compare it to a dog, but, like, you know, dogs don't speak English.
I wanted to say that earlier, but I was like, oh, my gosh, I want to compare my baby. But it's
actually right. At a certain age, at a certain time, I mean, you're a parent, I'm a parent, so we can say this. Yeah. I mean, we've seen it. You don't have kids, you don't know.
Yeah.
But at a certain age, they can't, they don't know nothing. They can't communicate anything to me but a cry and a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Crying, I know you're something's wrong. Laughing, everything's cool.
Yeah.
So that's it. So if I want, and I'm not saying I'm hitting my infant, but like, you know, like 2 years old, she started walking.
Yeah, no. Now it's time to start.
Tiny pop on the hand would just let you know.
Or a firm no.
Or a firm no will let you know, like, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You just got to just do it quickly, though. You can't really let these things ride.
Or else they, they think it's normal behavior.
Exactly. Because, you know, we've already had this. It's trial and error for us. Mm-hmm. So we already, there's a couple things that, you know, it's like, we laughed, that was cute. And then, you know, maybe 2 months later, you're still doing it. I'm like, okay, I can't even get mad at you. Like, this is wrong. And I can't even get mad at you because when you first started doing it, I said it was cute. I laughed at it.
I'm at that stage now. Jade hit us with a, oh shit, a couple times. Oh, haha, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. And now I'm like, you can't go around your grandparents saying, oh shit.
No,
you can't. Like, you can't.
Now I'm looking crazy.
Yeah, they're like, so what kind of language are you speaking around your daughter?
Oh, my God.
Although, you know,
I'm
I have a different.
That. I'm really scared about that.
I have a more, what is it, like, unorthodox, untraditional view on, like, curse words. I don't know. I think you have to adjust your language to whatever company you are around.
Definitely.
Right? So, of course, I'm not going to go around your parents just, what's up, mom? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I wouldn't do that. But also,
what's up, man?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? And I've had people come to my family events acting like that. I'm like, y'all are bugging.
Yeah,
you gotta chill. Like,
you gotta chill, bro. Like, whoa. My dad is, and my dad would trick you.
Yeah.
Like, because he's, like, the coolest dude in the world.
Yeah.
But, nigga, have some respect.
Have some respect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, yeah, so I'm at that point where I'm like, okay, Jay, you know, you can't say that.
Nah, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
But it's funny as hell.
But it's so funny when
a little person say some shit like that.
It's funny and it's mind-blowing because she uses it at the perfect time. So it lets me know you're smart enough to know
no
when
context,
to say
bro.
It.
You
know,
got context, dog.
Like, if she drops something, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, that's funny. You knew when to use it, but don't do it.
Don't do that. You're
so
too
I have to
smart.
Check myself.
Yeah, nah, for real, because it's, like we said before, they're going to get it from us. They're definitely getting it from us, and
And I have a filthy mouth.
Yo, sailor mouth, dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, but I've been trying my best.
Yeah.
And it's hard, man, because, like, the music and everything, but, like, at this point now, I'm like, okay, well, music sometimes, whatever. Like, I just, a bunch of F-bombs? Just don't throw a bunch of F-bombs.
I feel like I heard.
And sexual stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, sexual stuff, you have to be, definitely.
Yeah, the sexual stuff.
What was it? I was watching, was it Barbershop? No, it wasn't Barbershop. What was that hair movie with Monique? Hair Show,
Hair Salon.
I think.
Hair Salon, Hair Show.
I think it's Hair Show.
Beauty Shop? That's what
No, that's Queen Latifah. I think it's Hair Show. It was Monique and, whatever. I think it was called
This
Hair
was
Show.
Like when she was skinny Monique, though. Or, like,
no, this
skinnier.
Was, yeah, that was, like, transition.
Right after
Monique.
BET Awards.
Yeah. So, it was a scene in there where one of the hairstylists was a man, and he walked up to this older lady who like had it together. She had money, and she was a professional. And he was like, "Oh shit, you fine? Oh damn!" And she was like, "Profanity is a weak mind trying to express itself." And I was like, that makes sense because like if you don't have the words to formulate a thought, you just kind of insert the curse words there.
Nah,
then
fuck
I
that.
Grew older. I was like, nah, fuck that, because I'm an intelligent individual.
I'm a thesaurus. Fuck that.
No,
I just like using these words.
I like these words.
This is the most comfortable way to speak right now.
But again, it's knowing when to switch up your language around certain crowds. Because like the way I talk to you is not going to be the same way I talk to my grandparents or the way that I talk on like an interview. Not to say that I'm a phony or whatever, but you just have to adjust your communication.
Adjust for the times. You don't want to be stupid. You don't want to be out here talking like this as well.
So I don't know. I think I'm going to let Jay curse at some point because me and my mom talk and I'm like I curse, but I don't curse at her.
Yeah. I got friends whose parents,
we can have a conversation and curse, but I can be like, yo, bitch, like I would never.
Yeah.
I can't cuss at you.
Yeah,
I can cuss with you.
With you, yeah. And honestly, the first time I saw that, I didn't understand that.
Jude still doesn't get it.
And it was first time I saw that, it was I got two black parents. I had never seen that in my life. Yeah. And then I went to my my Asian homeboy. Shout out to my boy Fong. I went over there. And he wasn't cursing his parents out or nothing, but he was like cursing in conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and I know he was looking like, where is the flip flop? Like, yo! Where's the backhand coming from?
Tara was like, yo, I'm going to go outside and shoot around while you get beat a little bit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Come outside when you're done getting beat, bro. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I see it coming. But nothing happened. Yeah, I'm like, yo, what's going on?
It's really
He's like,
dope.
Nah, bro, it's cool. Like, I'm not cursing my parents out, dog. They're like, they understand. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, well, you know, I always respect it. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if I could do it just because of how I was raised. Yeah. I just don't know how I could, like, I don't know. I just don't think I could.
It's a certain age. I feel like I started cursing my mom when I was, like, maybe 8th grade.
Oh, you're wild.
Yeah.
Y'all are wild.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man,
I was just
a lot of self-control.
I was just having like a conversation with her and then I let it slip. I was like, mommy, I'm so sorry. She was like, no, it's fine, it's okay. And even now, like, my dad doesn't play it. I think it's the black thing.
Yeah,
my dad doesn't play it. But sometimes if we're having like a real passionate conversation and I let like an N-word fly or something, mm-hmm. he's like, no, okay, like, it's cool, I get it. You're upset, but I can't just be full blown cursing around him.
And it's different strokes for different folks.
Yep.
I know you're not disrespecting your mom cursing.
Yeah,
cursing around her or whatever. It's honestly, she probably realized how much self-control you got.
Mm-hmm.
Because to keep it buck, I think if my parents were letting me curse like that, my vocabulary would have been worse. It would, like, whatever that lady said in hair show or hair salon, it would have applied for me.
Yeah.
Because I would have stopped using other words.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna start, you know, F this, to hell with that, damn shit.
Damn shit fuck.
Damn shit fuck ass.
Alright, so back to being a parent, what's more important for you, your kids fearing you or respecting you?
Oh, respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget that fear shit, man.
Yeah, because that fear goes away at some point.
Nah.
Maybe.
No. What I'm scared of is that fear never go away.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That fear
never
go away. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to tell me nothing. You don't mm-hmm. want to talk to me about anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a daughter and it's like, I feel like it's, I just think because it's opposite sex, it's already going to be a little weird for her because, you know, the shit society puts on you.
Yeah.
To talk to your dad about certain things anyway mm-hmm. when it comes to sexuality and boys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we live in this fucking confusing-ass era.
That's a whole nother podcast episode.
Oh, my God. Nah, that's for the archives, boy. They'll drag us for that one, but...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They'll drag us for that. But, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's just so confusing now.
Yeah.
And kids don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you fear me, you're not gonna want to talk to me about any of these things. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's bullying you at school, you're not gonna want to talk to me about these things. Like, I just feel like the fear thing. Now look, I'm gonna be real with you, you gotta have a little fear.
I feel like
you gotta have a little bit of fear, because some of that fear is kind of how you just, you know, like it keeps you. A small amount of fear keeps you in check. Like,
it does keep you in check.
I don't want to do this because I'm scared of what's gonna happen.
Right.
Like, yeah,
but I think having the utmost level of respect for your parents is what brings that fear. My fear was more so I'm afraid that I'm going to disappoint him. More so than fear.
That came to,
like,
me later, though. I can't lie.
Oh, really?
That came to me later.
Oh, no, that was my
thing.
That
came to me later.
If my dad, like, even now, if he raises his voice with me, tears instant.
Mm-hmm.
Or one time, I remember I did just some reckless stuff, and I came home, and just the look of disappointment on his face, like, broke me. So I think just having, basically, to back you up, respect is way more important than fear. Mm,
definitely.
But I think that when you have the utmost respect for your parents, that's what brings the fear versus like any physical, I don't want them to hit me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, true. No, that's facts. Because, yeah, if you just respect them enough, you're going to be afraid to disappoint them.
Yeah.
So, no, I do feel you on that. Just me, I'm a dickhead. So, like, I was.
I'll deal with the consequences later.
Well, and yeah, sometimes, but I mean, it was mostly like, I wasn't just. Because I wasn't a bad kid or nothing. I never really got in too much. Like, all the trouble I got into was, like, saying smart stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, having a
never,
smart mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was never really no crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was. I never did any. Like, I had a bunch of homeboys mm-hmm. that did some wild stuff. You know what I mean? And that it was doing different things. Mm-hmm. And I never did any of that stuff because more so from fear. Like, yo, man, you just, like, half of y'all don't got y'all dad at home. Y'all dad's not doing what I, like, your dad, and that's not no slight or nothing like
that. Yeah, but it's
just
true.
You know, I gotta worry about, you know, my mom is gonna give me a talking to, and that's where Like, I was afraid to disappoint both my parents, yeah. but my mom is not, like, physical like my dad.
Yeah.
So she's going to give me the crazy talking to, and I'm going to, like, feel like a piece of shit on the inside. Because everything she's going to say is going to be true, mm-hmm. and it's like, damn, you're right.
Yeah.
My dad, he's going to give me that, and I'm going to get some physical consequences, yeah, too, because I am a boy, mm-hmm. and it just is what it is, you know what I mean? My dad's not here abusing me or nothing like that, but I was doing dumb shit, saying dumb shit. So
you have to get disciplined.
Yeah, you know what it is. So, right. Hey, bro. So I think at first, for me, it was more so like the first thing in my head would be like, ooh, nah, bro. I don't even deal with my dad when I get, uh-uh. Like, I already know, like, even if I don't get caught, like, nah, bro, I'm not even gonna, I don't want to deal with this.
That's that respect again, to know that.
I was afraid.
To know that, like, you have somebody to ultimately answer to.
Yeah.
And for me, like you said, okay, I had an answer to my parents, but from, if y'all listen to our previous podcast episode together, I have a very close-knit family. So not only do I have to answer to my parents, I have to answer to my grandparents, I have to answer to my great-grandparents, I have to listen to my aunties and uncles. And so when you know that you have all these people who expect you to do well, mm-hmm. you're like, of course you're going to mess up, because like we all have growing mm-hmm. pains. We have to figure this shit out. Mm-hmm. But you're going to do your best to avoid the bullshit.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
And now that I'm sitting here thinking about it more, I think you're right, because I think it wasn't really just fear, because it's not like I'm sitting here saying I'm not really scared of my dad or my mom like that.
Right.
I think it was more respect. It was a good balance. It was more respect, because it's like, I'm only afraid because I'm like I care about what you guys,
I care what you think about,
I care what you think about this mm-hmm. shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I didn't care, I just wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Like, pain is only going to last for a little bit, like you said. That's mm-hmm. only going to be temporary. But
right.
if I didn't care what you thought about me, mm-hmm. how you viewed me, mm-hmm. then, you know, I probably wouldn't really care about none of that stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, it's more so respect that led to the fear. And I think that's a healthy mix, because without some fear, man, you know, you got to have a little bit of fear in your heart. You be out here doing crazy stuff.
Right.
You know, so I guess to fully answer the question, more respect.
Right, right.
But respect me enough to be afraid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's
going
to be different,
and to know
though.
That, like, we're cool and you know, I'm your friend, I guess, but I'm really your parent.
And see, you read my mind. That was I was going to get into that. Like, yeah. you know, my parents let me know that one. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not hanging out in the club with my pops.
Nah.
I'm not doing this or whatever. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I could be at the crib, me and my dad on the bruise. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? Watching mm-hmm. the game on the bruise, having the best conversation.
Like, I definitely enjoy hanging out with my parents.
Oh,
but you're
what?
Still my parent.
I love hanging out yeah. with my parents now. Like, it's the coolest shit ever. Like, mm-hmm. anytime I go home, I just, like, you know, I spend my time with my mom.
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever. Go upstairs, holler at my pops. We talking, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching sports or whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I love it. But, it's, I had to have that respect for them first, you know.
Yep.
You had to have that first. You have to, and shout out to them for making me respect them and not fear them.
Yeah.
Like, of course, I had some fear, but
right.
the respect superseded that.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
for sure.
I think that also has to do with, they did everything they were supposed to do as parents. Like, they gave me something to respect. You know what I mean?
That's
my
important.
Parents
That's
were
important.
Definitely, they were great parents.
Mm-hmm.
They never, when it was my birthday,
mm-hmm.
it's my birthday. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You get a cake.
No, for real. I say that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not getting a million presents or something, especially because my birthday is a week before Christmas.
Yeah.
I get my little pre-Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And then.
But they made you feel special.
But they made me feel special. They made me, like, it's not our birthday,
mm-hmm.
it's your birthday.
Yeah.
So, like, if they would go get me something or whatever, they're not getting them something because they had to get, you know what I mean?
They yeah, yeah.
Get them and me something. They're mm-hmm. not doing that. They're not. Like, they were just all about me and my brother.
I
so,
love it.
You know
awesome.
What I mean? It made me, like, okay, you guys are all in on us. How can I like, be assholes to y'all? Or I mean, I still was because I was a stupid kid. But,
yeah.
you know, I did try hard not to do things that I thought would disappoint them. You know
right.
what I mean? Of course, I didn't do that all the time because...
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're
I mean,
young nigga stupid.
You're human. You're gonna fuck up. And I'm getting emotional even thinking about it. Like, when you really sit down and...
Oopsie, technical difficulties.
Yeah, so I was basically just saying before the technical difficulty that I just get really emotional thinking about how amazing my parents were, how selfless they were, how much they sacrificed, how they put a lot of things that they wanted to do on the back burner to make sure that we were straight. And I have a lot to look up to, and I just want to be half the parent they are to be the best parent to Jade.
And that's truly the goal all the time.
Yeah.
But it's real, especially when you have great parents, it's hard to live up to that. Or you feel like it's hard to live up to that. It feels a little overwhelming sometimes. But I do think that having good examples for parents is going to help us be good parents. Because, like,
Facts.
you got to see what's a good parent. And I can't really say I saw. Well, I guess I did see what's a bad parent because when you're in school, you don't really notice it. But
Yeah, you
when you get
can tell,
older,
yeah.
you get older, you start to be able to tell, like, oh damn, like
You didn't have a good influence on.
something at home's not right. Like, you know,
Yeah, it
like
ain't funny, but
it's
yeah.
not funny, but it kind of is a little funny
I'm kind of
sometimes.
laughing to ease the pain. That's all that is.
It's look, it's just a little we're triggered,
Yeah.
okay? But nah,
Stupid.
it's really it's some kids just don't have it at home, and it is sad because they'll start taking it out on other kids or whatever. And I think, you know, I'm like, again, it's not funny, but kids are jerks. So when I was younger, I kind of noticed that in some kids. You know, I would see people bullying other people, and I'm like, yo, just because you don't got it at home, bro, don't be mad at these
Well,
people,
don't
don't
act
be
like
mad
I
at
don't
him.
daddy at home.
Yeah, bro, like,
Yeah.
you know, I mean, it's messed up now to say,
Yeah.
but you know, hey, some kids are mean.
Yeah.
You got to hear it.
That's another thing. Well, we can touch on a real quick tangent. I feel like the whole bullying thing and how it's a whole like epidemic, I do understand that bullying can be magnified on a different scale now because of social media, et cetera, but we also can't ever think that there's just never going to be bullying ever. I feel like
There are people who think there's no bullying.
people want to eradicate bullying. Son, we there
Oh,
have
you
been bullies
can't.
since the beginning of
Yeah, I'm about
time.
to say
It
no.
helps you grow a thicker skin. Like, I used to get bullied all the time, like, especially before I hit high school. Please, I was a nerd. I had glasses, mad skinny.
It's gonna
You
happen,
know, like,
dog.
it's
It's
just gonna
going to
happen.
school. You going to
Facts.
school?
Yeah.
I mean, forget going to school. That's when it's first gonna happen. But let's say you're homeschooled. You're out here in the real world. You gonna get bully adults? Adults are bullies.
Shout out to my dad because he would roast me and my brother at home. So when we went to school, like
Easy.
it's like, nigga, you that was lame. My dad comes way harder than
Easy. You know what I'm
that.
saying?
So
Like,
like,
my
kind
dad
of
is
what
at
prepare
home,
for?
like, just, you know, and I won't say he's just roasting me, but
Yeah,
he's definitely keeping
toughening
it
me up.
super honest. Like, you know, I was a little overweight as a child, you know what I'm saying? You know, there have been training bra jokes. I've had training bra jokes coming thrown at me
Man.
before, and if that's coming from my dad,
Right, it's
who I
nothing you say
love,
that's gonna
you know
hurt
what I'm
me.
saying? You think somebody I don't like that you could say something that affects me? Never.
Way bye.
Come on, bro. I gotta,
Right.
first of all, I gotta like you for it to even start to affect me a little bit.
Right.
But you know, pff,
We ain't even cool like that. I
we
could
not
care
even
less.
cool like that. Yeah,
Facts.
whatever. I'm gonna laugh at you because you just sound stupid.
Right.
But nah, some parents are, they, I don't think. They were ready for the responsibility of the child all the way.
And to kind of touch on that, what I was thinking about is shout out to our parents, especially, well, any young parents. I know my parents had me young. To be a young parent, to not be prepared, to not really know what this parenting is, to maybe not have a good example of what being a good parent is, to actually take on that responsibility head on, especially whenever you have a backing, could have been easy for my parents. Like, hey, I want my parents to raise the kid. You know, to not lean on them 100% like that is amazing to me. To say, you know what, I created this kid. I may not know how to do it 100%, but I'm gonna figure it out. And I think that that is what resonated with me almost to a fault, to where when I had Jade, I'm like, yo, Jade's mine. Jade did not go over to spend a night over her grandparents' house for a while. People would say I was like overprotective, but no, like Jade's mine. Jade's my kid. I want to raise her. I want her to have that bond with me. And then after I establish all that, then, you know, we can start doing that other stuff.
No, especially like you said, because your parents weren't passing the buck on
Yeah.
you, like in your siblings.
Right.
It's like, hey, look, we're parents, we're doing it. So if we can't do it, then I mean, No one would put them in the adoption home.
No, Lord, that got dark.
Real quick, right? But no, I mean, my parents, they didn't really, I don't know if this was the same thing with your parents, yeah. but my parents didn't really have the option to do that. Like
that's
my,
true too. Yeah.
My grandma, like my dad's people, they're in Connecticut. My mom's people in Memphis. We in the A.
Figure it out.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Figure it out, bro. Mm-hmm. It's not like they can do mm-hmm. none of that stuff. So yeah. it's if y'all don't take care of me, if y'all don't make enough money to put me in daycare, then mm-hmm. what are we gonna do here? So they were forced to do it, and you know now I'm in the situation. I'm in a completely different scenario than they were in.
Yeah.
Because I'm still.
I have the backing.
Yeah, I have mm-hmm. the backing. Like my parents are still in Georgia. I'm mm-hmm. still in Georgia, not very far from my parents. Mm-hmm. So. My problem, I think I'm on the opposite end of this. I didn't want to let myself get to the opposite of how I was raised because mm-hmm. My work schedule was so crazy. Me and my girl didn't have the same. We didn't. I don't think we did our due diligence at first to figure out a proper schedule for gotcha. Both of us to be working because we were both working similar times where our schedules will overlap.
Gotcha. So we need. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My parents were doing a lot of watching my kid. Right. You know what I'm saying? But
that's different.
You know, I mean, it is, but at the same time, I needed to figure out
yeah.
a way so my parents work as well.
Yeah.
They raised their two kids. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right. Let me not make you raise another.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's not like I was... and even then, honestly, keep it a buck with you, after like the first month, 2 months, I'd say 3 months Julie mm-hmm. was born,
mm-hmm.
I almost felt... I got this thing in my head where like almost every Friday, like me and Star have to like, hey, can you watch her this Friday?
Mm-hmm.
For like 2 hours or something so me and Star can go do something. And that was...
That's important.
That was,
yes.
But no, I don't think... Like, we were doing that every Friday and mm-hmm. my kid was like 3 months. And I'm like, nah, what are we doing? Like, we can't do this every Friday.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
you can't do that. Like,
yeah.
if... like, my parents don't need to be watching or her parents... You know, they like, this is... If we can't do something with our kid on this Friday, then we can't do anything.
We just can't do it.
You gotta be in the house. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Now, me and Star have got a system worked out where, like, it's a little... We don't have many things that we do together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, many events. Like, if there's an event and we know about it way in advance,
yeah.
I can get, you know, my parents to, hey, can you watch Julie this day? You know what I'm saying? They don't
yeah.
care. They can watch her any day, but
right.
I just don't want to have to
right.
always put that on them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I really do... think that I was almost on that other, almost let myself get too comfortable mm-hmm. with having my parents here with me, and I had to really force myself. Like, okay, look, my parents didn't have anybody. I need to get
it
in.
But that's good parenting to acknowledge, like, hey, I'm kind of leaning on them a little too much. Let me pull it back so that I can be more present.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
you know, I guess I kind of nipped it in the bud quickly.
Yeah,
but it was, you know, not to say my parents wouldn't like say little things to me
mm-hmm.
not saying they were tired of watching Julie or nothing like that, but mm-hmm. just like acknowledging, like, hey, don't let it slip down this, like, this is cool what you're doing right
yeah,
now
yeah.
keep it here,
right?
You know what I mean? Don't start trying to do too much.
Yeah,
don't be doing, you're a parent now, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And my, you know me, my parents, they had to let me know. I'm a young parent.
Yeah,
they had to let me know, like, hey man, look, this is a whole nother ball game, dog.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? This
mm-hmm.
might not be what you thought. And like I said, I was willing to give up hella sacrifices.
Yeah.
More, I feel like, more than some of my peers were.
For sure.
And even then, I was still like, oh, damn, I really didn't know. I
have to stop this, too.
Yeah, I got to stop this, too. So now me and Star at the point where it's like, you know, if I want to do something, I'll do my thing with my friends or something
mm-hmm.
at this time of the day. And then, okay, you can go do your thing at this time of the day. And,
mm-hmm.
or, like, we'll just try to figure it out around that. But to the point where it's one of us
mm-hmm.
have our child. Like, if you want to do something cool, go ahead, have fun with your girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Go out, have a ladies' night. I'll watch my child.
She's with one of us.
She's with
much.
One of us.
And
you know what
important.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that, I feel like that's a very important, because I don't want you thinking that my mom is your mom, or, you know what I mean?
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want you calling your grandma mom. I don't
mm-hmm.
want you calling your grandpa dad.
We are your
like
parents.
That. We're your parents, you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, you know, my parents or Star's mom would ever do anything to be like, oh, no.
Malicious, like, yeah.
No,
yeah,
they
yeah,
would
yeah.
never do that. But, you know, just kids, all we see is my, all I see is my grandparents.
Right, so I'm connected to them.
To them more, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
and not, needless to say, my parents still watch my child, like, when I
yeah.
got to go to work and stuff. But
yeah.
now it's, we figured out a better schedule, so
mm-hmm.
it's not like, I gotta have my parents watching my kid the whole day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
yeah.
this. It's like a couple hours, you know, every day or whatever
mm-hmm.
like that. And I think that's real good.
Yeah.
Right now. I think it's a good system. My
to
parents
find
allow
a balance.
It. Yeah, they allow it, so you know, shouts out to them for even
shout out parents. Nah, we love you.
For real, man. Yeah. Shouts out to them.
And just even like the little things, like I told you, I was very, I don't want to say possessive, but just very taking my role like, this is my kid. I want to watch her. I want to do X, Y, Z.
That's important though.
Yeah, but even little things like, hey mom, I need to run to the store. Could you keep Jade real quick? Just little stuff like that you take for granted, because some people, like you said, your parents don't have that option because they're it. All they have. Mm-hmm. I don't have, like, they didn't have a sister to come over real quick and, like, sit with them, y'all, while they went to go do things. So,
no, facts. You know. I got my little brother, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My brother's of age where I trust him.
Enough with the, to, with yeah.
The child. Yeah, I mean, he's a great uncle, so, yeah. You know what I mean? But also, to that extent, though, mm-hmm. what I really don't want to do is, you know, I feel bad enough having my parents watch my kid, but I don't feel too bad because it's like, okay, these are the grandparents. Mm-hmm. They want to do this. Like, they right. love their grandchild. Right. You know right, what I'm right. saying? They really want to do this. Mm-hmm. So I don't really feel too bad with certain things, especially if I got to go to work. They right. love that time.
Yeah.
But as far as my brother, he don't have no kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the one with the child. Mm-hmm. He don't. So and he's a great uncle. He loves his niece, but I don't ever want to put him in a situation like
that.
Like,
to put the responsibility on him. Like,
no, I'm not asking my brother to babysit my kid. That's not happening. Not because I don't trust him. It's because he don't have no kid.
That's not your responsibility.
This is not your... You're young, staying childless. You know?
And enjoy your life. Yeah,
man. Go be young. Like, this is not something that you need to even worry about. Like, when I was your age, without a child, I didn't know how to change a diaper. I didn't know nothing about children. I didn't know nothing. And I want to keep it that way. I don't need to know those things.
I think I have practice because I'm 8 years older than my sister.
Oh, so, no, I'm only 5 years older.
Yeah, so it came to a point where I was like third parent, like getting her dressed, doing her hair, changing a diaper. Plus, I just want, like, I was so excited to be a big sister again because when Charles was born, he's my younger brother, I was like 2 years older than him. So I couldn't really be like a super big sister, but like, when my sister Chantel was born, I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I get to change diapers.
The
like
baby.
The baby. And then, so I think I had practice with being a mom. I was like a third parent anyway.
Not me. But, you know. Not your boy. And I don't want to give my brother no practice either. Like,
right.
If he came to me and was like, hey, now, you know, I want to do that. But all right, cool.
Yeah.
Because I trust him. But
a couple tips.
Yeah, you couple tips. But, man, you single. You ain't got no kids, bro. Like, right. Live life, dog. You don't need to be tied down. Like, and even then, I just, like... Just don't even want to, what's the word? Inconvenience people?
Yeah.
Yeah, inconvenience someone. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to inconvenience nobody. Like, right. This is my decision that right. I made. Like, yeah, we love Julie, but I got it.
Yeah.
I'll take her over here. I do my
for
thing.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. So, quick question. I was watching Charlamagne on something, because I love him, and I love the breakfast.
Charlamagne the Gaul!
And I love the Brilliant Idiots podcast, and he was saying that somebody asked him if he loved his 10-month-old daughter. And he was like, not yet.
Charlamagne's wilding.
Like, and I'm like, but when he broke it down, I can understand how a man is like, yeah, I have feelings towards her. I know that this is my kid, but my connection to her is different than the mom because she carried her for 9 months. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to know if that was something you experienced.
I can't say that I did. I think Charlamagne was wilding with that one because as soon as before my kid was born, in the stomach, I'm seeing that stomach grow.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my kid's in there. Yo, I'm about to be a pops. My kid is in here. I'm touching the stomach. I feel the kicks. I'm like, yo.
It's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm talking to the stomach all the time, all kind of stuff. She just, I'm talking. I'm a talker. So the baby's in there hearing me talking my shit or whatever. And as soon I'm in the room watching that hair pop out.
All her hair. All her beautiful hair.
And I'm like, yo, as soon as my kid popped out, I don't know what it was.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Jude didn't cry either. And I think that we have an unrealistic expectations of what a man's reaction to birth is. It's supposed to be, because like all these videos I see, the man's crying. Jude almost passed out. First of all.
See, but everybody's different though. Like, I'm not gonna say that I'm not in tune with my emotions. Yeah. I don't think maybe at that stage of my life I wasn't the most in tune. Having a child, especially a daughter, has definitely made me more in tune with my emotions.
Okay.
But at that moment, and I think even if I had another child now, I probably still wouldn't cry. Because that's just not really how I operate.
That's understandable.
I was more so like,
wow.
Yeah, I was like, yo!
You were in awe.
It was more so like I just watched like Kobe, Jordan, and LeBron score 100 points in one game.
At the same time.
You know what I mean? Yeah. At the same time. Like, yo, this is crazy. How did this happen? It's a life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was super excited. But in that moment, something came over me. I'm like, yo, this is like, this is real love right here. Like, I don't even know who, you don't even know me. Right. We don't even know each other. But I do know you. You know what I mean? I've known you forever. That's what it feels like. So, I don't know. I was in love immediately. Immediately.
Oh, I was in love as soon as I saw the, like, ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
When I told y'all, it took me 3 pregnancy tests to actually find out I was pregnant. Then I went through the emotions of not knowing what the next step was, like, am I going to keep the baby, etc. So when I went to the OBGYN to have them confirm for me for a 4th time that I was actually pregnant, and they showed me the ultrasound, I got in the car, and I'm driving to work, and Paramore Hallelujah comes on. Bro, I can't make this shit up.
First of all, Paramore.
First of all, Paramore is litty. Like,
no, it's still lit.
any karaoke night you put on Misery Business, Crush, 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 I'm going to be, like, screaming into the mic. But anyway, that's another story. So, as soon as I got inside the car, that song came on. I am driving to work. I'm, like, crying. I was like, I'm in love with my baby already.
Already.
Yeah, so I don't know. That was just a little story. But I don't know. Being a parent is amazing. It's such a blessing. It's a huge responsibility, but it's great.
It's great.
Like, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
You know, let's just hope we keep the same energy when our kids are teenagers.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of prayer. And, like, and a bunch of, Jade, I need you to go over to your grandmother's house, because if you stay here another moment, it's going to be an issue.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be an issue.
It's going to be bad. To the room. But I don't know, man. This parenting is fun. It's a journey. It's weird. It's different. But it's cool, though.
Yeah.
I love it. I love my daughter. I love being able to teach, like, what I've learned so far. Mm-hmm. And just being able to mold a whole nother life, like, it's crazy.
Oh my goodness, yes it is. Because they really are little mini reflections of you.
Not for
and
real.
What you put into them.
Seriously, for real, for real. And I'm being more conscious of, like, well, dang, this is, this person could have some sort of effect on the world we live in, like,
mm-hmm.
positive or negative, you know what I mean? I gotta put out, oh, by the way, we got another special guest
right
here.
Speaking of parenting, my baby Jade has come to join us for the episode. Jade, you gonna say hi?
No.
Nope, she just gave a look.
What's up, Jade?
You gonna say hi?
You gonna talk into the microphone?
No. All right, see, that's that thing I was telling you earlier. She don't wanna do it, no.
Okay, well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. She's still trying to get cool with me anyway. Stranger danger, right? Wait till we break out them toys.
Word.
Yeah. But yeah, though, being a parent, blessing, no curse, always awesome.
Facts.
Just tough, and it takes patience. So for everybody out there, kids are cool, you want to have kids, my advice, and actually your advice too, but my advice would be prepared,
mm-hmm.
keep an open mind, be patient,
mm-hmm.
but above, I won't say above all that, but also make sure you're having a baby with somebody that you feel like you could be with for the rest of your life.
Because you're going to, even if y'all aren't together, it's still somebody you have to interact with forever because y'all have a child together.
For real, dog.
Period.
And you know what? For men and women out here, don't ever be afraid to be super picky. Like,
yes.
Don't be, because, like, this is, you're going to start a family, you're going to have a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, well, hopefully you start a family, if not, whatever. But
right.
You're going to have this child. Be picky, bro. If you feel like this person that you're with or whatever has qualities that could get passed down to your kid that you're just not going to want,
mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Right.
Don't have unprotected sex.
Yeah.
Or don't have sex.
Kind of precaution.
You know what I mean? But hey, that's, you know, that sounds kind of wild, but, you know.
Considering we did not listen to those,
come on, right?
Tidbits of advice at all.
Yeah,
obviously.
So, but hey, just, that's very important, I think.
Yeah. Those were all great tips. The only thing I can add is don't put too much pressure on yourself as a parent. You just really have to give your personal best because, again, nobody is 100% prepared. Nobody has a parenting handbook to know exactly what's going on. But just be the best parent you can be. And I don't know. I think love above all else is really what you need to give your kid, and all the other stuff you can kind of figure out.
Yeah, everything else.
In addition to what Wes said, of course.
Definitely. You're going to figure everything else out. It's, like I said, no handbook to this stuff.
Right.
But, yo, more good content, dog. We got it
in.
Yes. We got it in. Yes, hey, sir. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to give you guys a little sneak peek. Me and Janine are going to have some good stuff in the works for you guys in the future, near future. So stay tuned for that. What else? I want to say thank you to everybody out there who's liked, shared, you know, gave me any type of feedback, you know, might have said something about my podcast to one of their friends. Just anything, man. Like, I appreciate, I've got so much support from my peers, my family members. It all feels really good. I wanted to say I just appreciate all of you so much. But don't stop here. Keep sharing, keep liking. You know what I'm saying? Janine, plug yourself again. Go ahead, let people know.
Yes, I have What Did I Think About This Week podcast available on all podcasting platforms. Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that good stuff. You can follow me on Instagram at @O_Nina. Nina's N-I-I-N-A. And yeah, check me out. Make sure you subscribe.
Yo, make sure you rate and review all those good things. And also, get you some good friends, man, because let me tell you, dog, Janine has been supporting the boy like a mother effer.
The same with Wes, man. Super supportive.
So get you some good friends out here. Do business with your friends that have like-minded ideas, but make sure the business doesn't interfere with the friendship.
Facts.
But like always, share with your friends, share with your enemies. Whatever you do, do not try to take my downs, because I have next. Peace. And I just ruined that because my show is I Got Next. So peace.